Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
I had a dinner date with a friend of mine who is also a mom that's friends with that James and Fallon are friends with, right? And we planned it for a couple of weeks, got the date in the diary, and she works up the road from this restaurant that we planned to go to. So she went on the Wednesday before the Saturday that we went for dinner, made a booking for 6:30. Ek kom daar aan in my Uber 6:30. Ek stap in my restaurant, ek sê ek het 'n bespreking onder my maatjie se naam, en ja, you know, you expect the next step to be, oh, let's show you to your table. Blank stare from the waiter. Blank stare. Next thing, waiter calls another waiter to now come and see this booking. So I was like, is daar 'n probleem met hulle in hierdie bespreking nie? Want ek weet my maatjie het ingekom in persoon om die bespreking te maak. Toe kom die bestuurder. En die bestuurder sê toe vir my, ons het jou bespreking en jy het jou tafel, maar die rugby is vanaand aan. So ons is vol. Jou tafel is vir iemand anders gegee.
Already, somebody else was in the spot sitting in your
Someone
table.
Someone was enjoying the rugby in this restaurant at a table that my friend and I had booked for ourselves. Tafel vir twee, not a big party, net twee mense.
We want to have a dinner and catch up.
That's exactly what the point of the evening was.
There's 16 people at a table and two more mates rock up because we're going to watch the rugby and just grab that table over there and Nomut Roz sit on the pavement outside with her dinner.
So my mic is nou nog daar nie. Sy stuur te ek stuur te vir WhatsApp om te sê luister, ons het nie 'n tafel nie en dit lyk asof ons nie 'n tafel because they admitted it.
Yeah.
They said, "We've got your booking, we acknowledge your booking." But we have given your table to someone else.
I've never had that happen before. I've had it happen where you make a booking and then the booking goes missing.
Yes.
Me, then I will leave. I will be petty and I will be like, okay, cool, thank you very much. I'm not coming back here. And then I will go. I've never had someone say to my face, we've got your table, but you can't have it.
Three people, two waiters and a manager. Say for ons?
Nee.
Okay. My maatjie is honger. Sy wil 'n drinkie. This rugby tight? Like, come on now. What is going to be the solution to this?
Because on an evening, I don't know about your neighborhood where you live, but my neighborhood where I live, on a rugby Saturday, you will not find a table anywhere in the neighborhood for love or money. Alles is full. That's why you book.
Absolutely. And it was such a ridiculous restaurant experience. It got me thinking, what are some ridiculous restaurant experiences that you've had? I cannot be alone in having three people tell me, yes, we did get your booking. We know she came in. But your table is, there's no table.
You were supposed to be here, but we don't care.
Yes, but we actually don't care. Which is, that's what it was giving, right?
I want to know. And then I want to know what happened afterwards. I want to know where you finally had dinner in this tale of yours.
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you exactly where we had dinner after the traffic. But I don't want to be alone. Sure. Wat 'n ridiculous restaurant ervarings het jy al gehad? Goed of sleg? We're not here to name and shame. We're not saying the names of the places. Just let's share.
So you arrive at this restaurant and they tell you, yes, Mrs. McKenzie, we have your booking, but you can't have your table. No wat?
Nou staan ons almal daar en kyk vir mekaar. Want
it's like an awkward standoff.
It's a bit of an awkward standoff.
Because they're like, please leave.
What?
And you are like, why can I not eat food?
I think that was what they expected. But I mean, because they were full anyway, so let's be balling here and go, oh, we don't need these two ladies' money because we've got tables of 10, 16 people, whatever.
We have your table. You can't come here. Please leave.
They then say, the manager then says to me, ma'am, I'm going to make a plan for you.
Oh, how kind.
How kind of you, right? So he goes back somewhere. We don't see where he goes. And then he comes back to us and says, these people at this table, this family of four, have said that you can join their table.
No! Come on!
Dude!
How festive, but also no.
They've said they can join their table. You can join their table. Ons gaan toe en sit because now we want to eat.
Hold on. Hold the phone. Did they overhear an offer or did the manager go from table to table and go, excuse me, would you mind if we seated two random people at your table with you?
Option two.
No way.
Dit is precies wat gebeur.
No.
Ons was die twee random mense wat by hierdie familie van vier, as julle luister, baie dankie vir julle gasvryheid. They allowed us to sit at, because it was a pub, it wasn't like a fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
So they allowed us to kind of sit in the last third of their table outside langs die heater. So ten minste was ons warm, maar it was so bad.
And did you take the No.
Yeah.
No, Roz.
Because they were finishing up a little last Snankies pizza gehad en so voort. En dit was nou die einde van hulle meal. And the rugby was kind of winding up. So then we sat at a table with a family of four. I just said,
I can't believe that.
Please make sure we have a separate bill. Because I'm a paying for a family of four. That is not my family of four. Because of the mistake that this restaurant made. Or not a mistake. A blatant klap in die gesig. Luister, hier twee mense het geboek. Hulle is op tyd hier. Maar kom ons gee die tafel weg.
And now that you've agreed to occupy a table of randoms, now you can't do anything either. You can't be mean, you can't be rude, no. You can't tip badly because it's not the waiter's fault that your booking got given away. Now you must just behave yourself and be nice. I would never have taken that table.
No, but like we didn't want to leave because we wanted to be there. I'm not going to go back there. That is for sure. I can't terug soontoe nie, maar dit was net rarig because there was also no... Like,
I'm sorry, that's so funny.
There was no apology. Like, I don't go to restaurants with the intention of trying to get my meal for free. Like, this is what they thought Chantal was trying to do.
Guys, I actually went to this one restaurant and I had a chicken schnitzel with a nice cheese sauce. And as I was cutting it, I found a 2 rand coin in my food. I called the waitress. And then she called the manager, and then even the manager had the cheek telling me that I placed the 2 rand coin there to get my meal for free.
To get her meal for free. No, I didn't want a comp meal or anything, but a nice apology would have been nice. Of here's for you a Savannah, or for Itzy. Niks.
I can't believe you took the table.
Where was I supposed to eat, Rob Fox?
I would have gone to the drive-thru and gone home. Roseanne McKenzie.
Weet jy hoe lang het gevat om hierdie date in die dagboek in te kry? Leonard is a sneaky one.
Robin Ross, I just want to say, I had a magnificent experience. I'm not going to mention the restaurant pub in Kempton Park. Also booked for a table, not for many, about 4 of us. The bill came to 1,965 rand. The waiter came with the card machine. I tapped, we left, got in the car. Only the next morning to see, he only put it through for 19 rand 65 because I gave him his tip in cash. Needless to say, we haven't returned to that pub yet.
See, free meal. So Leonard is living in the future. He's winning. The lady with the pocket full of 2 rand coins keeps putting them in the food and getting her food for free. She's winning. Roseanne McKenzie, you are not winning.
I am the loser in the situation. We're chatting ridiculous restaurant experiences. I want to hear yours.
I'll tell you mine after the news.
Oh, great.
And I'll leave it up to you whether or not you believe me. I tell the story frequently. And nobody believes me when I tell it. Ek sal vir jou sê, jy kan jou eie mind opmaak.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest, I feel awkward about telling the story.
Please do, because you've built it up now so much.
I don't know how much phrasing I can say on the radio. Okay.
Okay.
So bear in mind, this is a 2 to 18 story. If there are small ears around, maybe now is a time to just take a couple of minutes.
Earmuffs. You know,
earmuffs, asseblief. So in second year, we finished our varsity exams really early. Our faculty got done super early. So by like the third week of November, as ons op vakansie. So my bestie and I, we're in Cape Town, okay? We're in Long Street. We're sitting in a spot having a cold one. It's like a Tuesday at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There's literally no one else in the place. Net ons.
Okay.
We're sitting at a booth, having a chat, relaxed,
yes,
chilled, just got to Cape Town vibes. A guy walks in. Head to toe, white linen suits with a pair of sandals on.
Okay.
and a hat. Fedora.
Okay.
He walks into this place. He looks around. He walks over to our booth. Sits down at the end. Doesn't say a word. Now, this is a little weird, right?
So he was the Roz.
Yes. He was the random person at the table. And we sat and we're like, okay, well, I mean, we carry on having a chat. And he doesn't try and engage with us at all. Doesn't make eye contact. Nixney. On sit now. Now, like, 2 minutes have gone by. And now it's weird.
Okay.
So we're like, hey, man, you know, like, where are you from? And he says he's from Bogota in Colombia.
Okay.
And we're like, sure you are. But the accent is there, right?
Yes.
We're like, okay, what are you doing in Cape Town? No, I come to, you know, sell... Thanks. Imagine an episode of Narcos.
Yes.
And we're like, okay. And we sort of ignore him. And we now the three of us at this table, the only people in the whole place, we sit in silence awkwardly for about 90 seconds. His phone rings once. He gets up and he walks out.
And
people don't believe me when I tell that story.
No,
he just walked off down the streets. He walked in, he eyed us, he sat down at our booth, he didn't say a word, he explained very clearly what he was in Cape Town for, and then he left.
And he didn't at any time try to solicit some kind of purchase.
Didn't speak a word to us. If we didn't speak to him, he would not have spoken to us. Didn't order anything, nothing at all, just came to sit down at a table where there were other people and then left. But I was like, I am leaving here right now, this very second. I'm out. Thank you very much.
Yes, Cape Town doesn't need to see that much of you.
It was like being in a movie. It was very scary.
That is quite scary.
Yeah, it really was.
Oh, my word. The ridiculous restaurant experiences have been coming thick and fast. We got this in from Jody.
No, look, again, like, hell no. Like, if it was me and I recognized you, I'd say, yes, come over because I know who you are. But, like, if I don't know you, like, no.
Like,
so this
no.
This is Jody. Coming for me, and no, actually coming for the restaurant that just plonked me and a friend of mine at a table with a family of four who were just enjoying the rugby and enjoying their pizza.
See, at least you were a nice random person added to a table, unlike my random guest, which I would rather have done without. Thank you.
Imagine.
Imagine.
Rob, I'm very glad you are here to tell the story.
Thank you.